VWA. KN4VWA. N4MFW.
This is Zero TR. I talked to him earlier. He's working on construction there on his house.
He might have his little walkie-talkie on his hip or not, doing that interconnection thing.
Yeah, cross band repeater. I hardly remember those terms either in our ancient age, Jimmy. I'm waiting on the wife to get her carotid arteries checked here and gotta run over and pick her up anytime. Sitting down here at Greer on Bunkum.
A quick run to the gas up here. Got a customer up there trying to get him back on. And now we're headed back to Greenville up here. Just the other side of Sparkburg, just past Highway 9. So we're cruising along. Yeah, I got some paperwork for him that I need to get to it.
Well, everything was going fine. He was going to the dump with the load there about, I guess, 9:30. There's the wife. Got to go, Jimmy. And you have a good day. Enjoy it.
You take care, and I'll see you later. This is N4MFW Mobile.
N4MMW. KN4VWA.
The house.
No, I have not. I'm sitting at the house fixing to leave, though. Hey, I need to get you taken care of.
Yeah, I had to go to gas in, take care of a little job to have up there. So, I'm just the other side of Sparkburg. I can run his paperwork up there if you want me to.
Oh, that's trouble. I gotta come down to Greer. I'll meet you in Greer. How about that?
To meet.
For something that tastes pretty good. I said something that tastes pretty good.
I appreciate your service.
No, I haven't got off the driveway yet. I'm trying to turn around and go back to get your checkbook.
Yeah, I hear you. But when you do come to Greer, you come in on 367.
Roger, roger. Let's straight in on 29. Come right straight down 29 on Wade Hampton there, and I'll meet you at the Home Depot in about 35 minutes. How's that sound?
All right, what was the name of it?
Home Depot, Home Depot.
Oh, okay, yeah. I can do that. I'll see you there, big boy. This is N4MMW Mobile.
Thanks, bud. MW, KN4VWA.
MW, go ahead.
I'm on my way, babe. That's convenient for you, isn't it? For you to be meeting at the Home Depot, isn't it?
That'll be perfect, because I'm on one. I just turned on 129.
All right. Well, good, good. So I just barely caught a little bit of what you and Tom were talking about. What were you doing up at Gaffney?
Paint booth up there with a customer that, well, he's got two of them. And I try my best to keep them things running. So he had a little controller problem this morning. The controller wasn't seeing the sensor. There was so much dust that flies around in there that he just loses a little connection every now and then. He can't see that sensor, so I tightened the connectors up. A little WD-40 in my finger and rubbed down those contacts on the controller, plugged it in and out several times, and I beat on it a little bit, and it seemed to stay online.
You're using one of them little plane hammers, you need to get you a 2-pound ball peen. Hey, does he let you paint stuff in his booth?
I make pretty good money when I run that run.
He let you use his paint booth.
Never ask him. Usually he's got something in it. He's got cars backed up big time over there.
Okay. Well, Well, that'd sure enough be pretty good if you get one in there to paint. Now, the one you're putting the V8 in, that's already painted, isn't it?
It needs a paint job. It's got cracked paint, a little bit of rust popped up a couple of places. I got to get in there and cut that down and put some primer or something over it to stop it from going any further.
Now, are you talking about your yellow car?
About 6 months after I got it, you know, it was looking pretty good. And then about 6 months later, then paint started cracking.
Now, did you keep that car outside?
A cover, you know, a two-car cover garage.
Okay. What kind of paint did you put on it?
My cousin did. I don't know what year it was painted.
They painted when you got it.
What?
Well, I got just the guy that can fix that whole thing up for you. How bad is the rust?
Just under the paint, you know, it gets under that paint because they didn't prep it good. And hopefully all you got to do is get all that rust off. You just about have to probably take the whole car down, you know, sandblast it.
Oh, my. So it's a surface rust kind of thing.
Some places.
You know what? I got just the guy that can handle that for you, and he's real reasonable. Same fellow that painted my blue one.
Talk to him and see what we can work out.
Yeah, he did my blue one. He put two patch panels in it at the rear wheels, at the rear quarters, and he fixed a ding in the door, and a couple of other things. And the whole job was $1,950.
Because he's got a lot of time in it, trying to blend all that other paint together. I understand that. This might be the whole car probably. You'd have to see it.
Now, you don't understand. He took the car down and reprimed it and did the whole paint job and changed colors, even in the door jams.
He did the whole thing. Oh, okay. Yeah, we might have to be looking him up, see what he might look and give me a quote for.
Well, he works at a body shop during the day, and he does some body shop stuff on the side at night and on weekends. And the boy's good. He's just not real fast. He takes him some time to do it.
Well, for me, it's been a while since I drove it. It's probably been back in April since I cranked it up and drove it around a little bit and put a battery in it then. Of course, I knew it was dead because of my knees.
Get some fresh gasoline and some Stay-Billing put in it.
Not a gas, and I got Stay-Billing in it because I know it sits a good bit, so I'm always putting that in there with every tank.
Well, that's going to be real nice when you get that 289 in there, Bubby.
And get my disc brakes and all that on the front. And I finish up on this automatic overdrive transmission.
Well, now, whose disc brake kit are you using?
No, yet. I had a buddy of mine tell me which one he used, so I ain't got into it that far because I got to change the wheels over to 5 lug if I put that V8 in there.
Yep. Well, yeah, that's what I did too. And I tell you what, I used this outfit out of Florence. And they restore cars down there and do all this and that and the other. And I got their changeover kit, which changed the spindles Well, no, it didn't change the spindles. It changed the hubs and the brackets bolted on, and everything worked out real good. And it had the calipers and everything in with it. And I did not need to change. Well, now you might. Do you have a dual well brake master cylinder?
Mine is manual brakes. You stand up with both feet on it, and one little pipe comes out of it to feed both sets of brakes, front and rear.
Oh my goodness! So it's a single reservoir. Son, you've got to change that over. That's a safety issue. That's why they went to dual reservoirs. You need to change it over to a dual reservoir, and if you do that and get the proper proportioning block, which is stock, then you don't even have to have a proportioning valve for the brakes for front and rear. Mine just worked out perfect.
Look at all that. See what I got to get down the road here. Well, I am just now moving. I was stuck here for about 10 minutes on 129. They're repaving this, so they stopped each side for about 10, 15 minutes. I'll be there.
Hey, it's no problem. I got to go in and buy 134 step stones. Take them up to the house. That's what I'm going to use under my freestanding wood stove. I'm going to have a bunch of blocks to get.
Me in the big trailer, because you're going to need it for that much. This is N4 MMW Mobile.
Okay, N4 VWA. No, I just throw it in the back of the bed of this Dodge truck, man. Shoot. Back into this thing's rated for, right at 2,800 pounds.
Big boy, didn't it?
Yeah, I got the 2,500 diesel out today. That thing, man, it's hot. It'll haul the load.
Sure, because, that little piece of paper you got one time says so.
KN4VWA, are you back in there, Tom? Bernice is slowing Tom down a little bit there, Jimmy, which is probably a good thing. Hey, what are you doing this afternoon, bud?
I don't know. I don't have any plans yet until my wife gets home.
Well, let me pick up all this stuff, and you need to ride up to the house with me. You ain't gonna believe what I done to that house.
And early on my way up to Gaffney, all this work you fixing to do over there, expand a wall and a room, you got a lot of work to do.
No, I've already taken two walls out, moved the back door out onto the porch, and sheetrocked and filled a bunch of stuff in. The living room is now 12 by 17 foot bigger. You ought to see it.
Put a whole farm in there.
Yeah, like I told one of them the other day, I gotta have a little room to chase mama around.
The way around, it's further to the wall, and maybe she can't kick you that far.
You're right. Oh, I'm crossing over the top of Gap Creek on 357 right now, heading down the hill towards the highway department.
Beat me there by a minute or two. Where are they doing all this paving over here for 129?
Thinking they're going to make that four lanes all the way out through there, aren't they?
I don't know. They've done all sorts of stuff, you know, along the edge of the road. But they're only paving it two lanes so far.
Huh. All that work and they're only going to put two lanes back in. They're not even going to put a turn lane in? That ain't right. wasn't all that bad to begin with. They should have expanded it out.
Depending on what direction, it'd be on the right-hand side with me coming toward Greer. They cleared all that out and put new poles up, but trees have taken the power line down over in there, so I know it must not be live. But I don't know what they're going to do with all this. Cleared all that area out with trees, so I thought they were going to develop all that, but it's growing back up again.
Well, you know that, I love South Carolina. South Carolina's my home. But I'm going to tell you what, our road and bridge department is so far behind it. They don't build for the future. They just build for what they got to have right at the minute. You know, it's just short-sighted.
Usually they go over budget, too.
These contractors just know how to work them. Pop out on the way Hampton here, so I'll see you when you get down there, bud. Where are you?
I'm fixing to come up on 29 with all this traffic.
That lineman. All right, good enough, boy. I will talk to you a little bit later.
All right, I'll see you then. N4MMW Mobile.